still until the whole crowd ate. My mama always said to me, Jim, take a tater and wait. Now taters never did taste good with chicken on the plate, but I had to eat them just the same. That is why I look so bad and have these puny ways, because I always had to take an old cold tater and wait.
Alrighty. It is Saturday, October 7th, and time for another edition of Blackbird 9 Saturday Snack Shack. I'm your host, Frederick C. Blackburn. I'd like to welcome everyone to the Trading Post this evening. I hope everyone's having a wonderful Saturday and a wonderful weekend here. Tonight's episode is Noticing our episode 45, and is entitled Noticing Patterns with Mr. David Scorpio. So we're very pleased to have him. And just real quick housekeeping, we think we have made all the updates on Spreaker to get all the RSS feeds and everything sorted out. But if you're still having any problems with any of the multicast of the show, please let me know. But I think we finally got it all taken care of. So then thanks again to all the people that helped out. So anyway, our special guest tonight is Mr. David Scorpio, and he hosts the RBN show on Sundays from 6 Eastern, and that's 5 Central, and it's the Scorpio International Holding Company, LLC, with David Scorpio. So if you haven't checked that out yet, be sure to check that out. Grissom's been posting it over there. It's also available in the archives on RBN. And he's also a Breakfast Club Pathfinder from my old show, The Breakfast Club, where he faced the nine wolves, the big nine at nine, and is a frequent roundtable guest just about anywhere and everywhere. So for the newbies, we'll be opening up the phone lines after the bottom of the hour break, and you can call in and tell us what you want to talk about or if you've got a question for either of us. And that's at Republic Broadcasting, RBN, because you can handle the truth. We have to keep shows, networks like this on the air so shows like this can see the light of day. So after the bottom of the hour break, we'll open up the phone lines at 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252, or toll free 800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And as always, you can join us in the chat room at bb9tradingpost.chitango.com. That's bb9tradingpost.chitango.com, where we have the hottest news, the dankest memes, and the best tips on independent living. But if you're looking for a knife fight, we just assume you go someplace else, but come out and join us. The sun never sets on the North Kakalaki Trading Post chat room. We've got people in there posting round the clock, so all over the world. So anyway, I wonder what Mr. David Scorpio wants to talk about tonight. Maybe he wants to talk about the weather. Perfect autumn days this week for treating and winterizing the honeybees and getting them all set up and digging the last of the taters and getting them stored for winter. And that old Blackjack Mountain wind monster showed up last night after dark to announce there was going to be frost on the pumpkin this weekend, so that you better get out there and disconnect that water hose from the side of the house now while you're thinking about it, unless you just like to do life comes at you fast, frozen thawed water pipes type of plumbing in the middle of the night. Now, the elk report this week, official North Kakalaki elk spotter number EX96, that's Echo X-Ray 96 reporting, no elk spotted on Blackjack Mountain today. Repeat, no elk spotted on Blackjack Mountain today. Or maybe he wants to weigh in on the big Watauga County debate, which is still going on, as to which is more hateful. Angry black man from Atlanta, Tobias M. Jones, going on a Mad Max terror rampage against white drivers in his semi-tractor trailer truck in New Boone, echo, 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 or some kid waving a swastika flag near the Carpetbagger Chicken Swinger Synagogue of Satan clubhouse. Or maybe he wants to talk about the new out-of-state Skull and Bones Adam Publishing on conservative alternative to that liberal rag Watauga Democrat, which they also own. Yes, here in the high country, we now have, you know, Pepsi or Coke. You can get the conservative view, the High Country Press in Gomorrah, which was formerly known as Blowing Rock, North Kakalaki, or the Watauga Democrat in Sodom, formerly known as Boone. So, yes, we have choices now. And if I were a betting man, I'd bet a bagel that the High Country Press will have a chicken swinger, a carpetbagger chicken swinger editor, too. In the premier free promotional issue, I did see a fluff piece on all the great work the invading insufferable trust fund babies with a cause, demon spawn of John D. Rockefeller, that put us here on Blackjack Mountain literally under siege after the land agreement we had to do with them, known as the Battle for Blackjack Mountain. But anyway, the fluff piece was all about all the great work that they've been doing with their NGO, the Blue Ridge Conservancy, which is basically UN Agenda 21 with a nice name. Protect the land for the gentrifying elite by removing all the poor white families whose families have been here since colonial times and put it under a no-use land covenant. Fun fact, I'm currently banned across the entire Adams Publishing line of publications. Or maybe he want to talk about the feel-good communitarian local morning show, PSYOP, I got to listen to while I was driving off the mountain the other morning to go tend the honeybees. It was from the Curtis Media Group-owned AM radio station 1450 WATA with none other than Yolanda Adams, the trained Marxist commie carpetbagger who's Mexican and the head of the big NGO operating out of the, quote, Bible Alliance Fellowship mega non-denominational church incorporated that just sort of sprang up all of a sudden and is relocating all these illegal invaders from our southern border into Watauga County and the Appalachian region. And the, quote, local southern white guy voice of Watauga just couldn't thank her enough for all her great work in the community. There was no mention of the Calergi plan, the Cloward-Piven plan, or white genocide. Unfortunately, they weren't taking calls, so I missed a chance to get banned by yet another Mockingbird Media local megaphone media outlet. Or maybe he wants to talk about the 6 hours I spent on the phone with Charter Spectrum Diversity Tech Support Wednesday night when my telecommunication engineering background was so enriched with such wisdom as, if we lose this connection, I will call you right back, actually means if we lose this connection, I'm going on my break and you will never hear from me again. And from the last Mexican tech support expert who didn't know what an RJ11 phone jack cable was, but assured me that Charter Spectrum phone equipment only will work with gray phone cables, not white phone cables or black phone cables. They have to be gray. I must have missed that RSC white paper of the industry standard changing since I used to do that. Or maybe he wants to talk about if the Democrat Congress critter and former public school principal Jamal Bowman is right, that folks that discuss the proper use of fire alarms and smoke detectors are indeed Nazis and have no place in modern America. Or maybe he'll want to talk about the history-making removal of the Speaker of the Congress critter House, Kevin McCarthy. Did the GOP renegades and the Democrats cast the right spell to cast down McCarthy? How many of these same GOP renegades are now showing their love of Israel today? Who would win between President Trump and Congress critter Jim Jordan in an oiled Greco-Roman style wrestling match? One pin takes all for the Speaker of the House in our current idiocracy. Or maybe he'll want to talk about who's Jewing who with Elon Musk and the learned chicken swingers of Zion. Did the richest goyim in the world just shake down artist at the ADL because they sure just bought a lot of advertising on X-Twatter? I haven't heard any more talk about Elon suing the ADL for defamation, but my account is still there. Curious times indeed. Or maybe he'll want to talk about the fact that on my first Saturday off in 6 weeks, I woke up to discover that old Israeli international crime boss Bibi Netanyahu has gone full Kang David. and has declared war on the indigenous people of Palestine and beyond right before Indigenous Peoples Day, formerly known as Columbus Day. And all those conservative influencers on social media have all gone full lockstep with Bibi Netanyahu and our greatest ally, Israel. Boy, did Edward Bernays nail it about that power of marketing thing or what? Or maybe he wants to talk about Rome. Is reclaiming South Africa and Rhodesia the first step to retaking Constantinople? Or maybe he'll just want to talk about fishing. So welcome to the Snack Shack, Mr. David Scorpio. And tell me, good sir, what do you want to talk about tonight?
Well, hello, Frederick. Thanks for having me on. Well, there's a lot of great topics there. Don't forget the scallywags as well as the carpet baggers. And, of course, we all know our biggest threat is the South Koreans. So we should talk about them too, Frederick.
Right, yes. Definitely. I had South Koreans as the top article on my list tonight. Yeah.
Well, it's amazing how Groper Joe had to give a little speech about what's going on in Israel. It just shows you how tight the strings are kind of, pulled on the marionettes here, make sure we keep all the goyim in line. Don't get any thoughts about there being a problem. Israel has the right to defend itself. We stand by our greatest ally.
I'm telling you, Stalin would blush at this, puppet string pulling. I have never seen so many people go into lockstep so quickly. So it's like, wow, remember those propaganda films they showed us, talked about how bad the Soviet Union was and, all the media, clown world and rigged juries and things like that. And suddenly you realize they weren't doing anything compared to what's going on here, right?
Oh, they were amateurs.
They were amateur.
These people were amateurs, man, compared to what we're going through.
I think you made a good NKVD, let me show you the ADL and Unit 269. They know how to get things done with real politics.
Oh, yeah. And I thought you made a good reference to this, this phony war going on with the richest man in the world, whose life story doesn't actually make any sense. In the ADL, looks like nothing's going to happen there. Just kind of like with the whole clown show with Kanye, and I liked your reference to Kevin McCarthy and how the renegade right-wing extremists are all lockstepping to Israel, to the Pied Piper of Israel now. It's just amazing because we all know that one of the core values of conservatism is being loyal to Israel no matter what. That's a very conservative value, don't you know?
Oh, definitely. What are they conserving? And then, you find out that, the GOP was basically, Karl Marx's baby, right? And it all starts making sense. It's like, oh, my God, we've been shanghaied from the very beginning on that.
Well, yeah, that's a good point. And, of course, Donald Trump said he wanted to, bring back the party of Lincoln. It's a shame that we're being led into so many false directions here at once. And it looks like, the South was right all along, Frederick.
That's the thing. It's like, oh, my gosh, we were right. they should have listened to us. Oh, my gosh.
I don't see how anything with this federal government is reformable, even if Donald Trump is, let's say, sincere. I don't think he could do all the things he's promising, as usual, because there's a parallel government in place where the actual policies are made and the actual, enforcement is done. And they have a lot of ways to keep these people in line that, Jeffrey Epstein was sort of just the tip of the iceberg of that control mechanism.
Right. That's the thing, is you realize that, the long march through the institutions has reached its point where now the masks are coming off and they're saying, we hold these positions of power. There's nothing you can do about it. And that's what so many of us learned in the 9/11 truth movement, that we had our facts and our evidence, and we were going to the authorities to blow the whistle on this. Same thing with the illegal electronic surveillance with the NSA. And you realize every avenue is blocked by slime mold. They've already gotten to this person or this, you know, organization, and there's no way they're going to ever, you know, prosecute the hidden hand. And that was, you know, the big aha moment for me is, you know, oh my gosh, we are up against that big power. You know, this isn't just a little thing that's happening. This is the big thing. And, you know, what I always go back to is this is happening in every white nation on the planet. They're all in lockstep with this slime mold model. You know, they adapt it for each host nation, but it's basically the same cookie cutter approach. And, you know, it's all, you know, we're tearing it down all at the same time so we can get rid of you white people, you uppity Amalek, and put in our Kalergi Plan New World Order. And yeah, so we're just seeing, you know, that we're so far down this path, and you know, can it stop or is it just got to play itself out? That's what I always try to game out. You know, sometimes, you know, when something goes right, you just have to hold on and ride it out and pick up the pieces at the end of the ride, right? So it's like, what do you think? Do you think we can stop this thing, or we just have to parallel economy it, you know, and survival it? What do you think?
Well, I think there's no question things are going to have to get worse before they get better. And I do think a parallel system is going to be at least the short-term solution. And I really don't believe that, you know, we're on the verge of a civil war. There's a lot of people talking about this. I think it's pure fantasy. I'll believe it when the shelves are empty of beer and there's no sports ball on television. Then I would believe the possibility of it. But unfortunately, I just don't think we're there yet. There is time for some kind of a divorce, though. Let's say that.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's, you know, okay, we need to start just divorcing ourselves from these systems. And like I said, the whole thing of independence, you know, I'm having to, you know, rethink the entire concept of what independence means in current year, and how can we get back to any type of local independence in this type of system where their end game is everybody is a slave of the system, and you now have a social credit score as to what you're allowed to have, what privileges you're allowed, where you can go, et cetera. And yeah, that's what they're trying to implement. And we're still trying to do this independent, you know, living, you know, representative government, you know, you keep what you own, you have private property, you have strong families that have family businesses, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, that's what they're trying to destroy, you know, all throughout the white civilized world. You know, so this is, you know, definitely in-game scenarios here. So, you know, what do you think this current situation is going to play out with, you know, the Israeli thing? You know, you think that's going to flashpoint or what?
Oh, it's just going to be the typical, you know, they're going to kill as many as Palestinians as they can. And we have the right to defend ourselves. Nothing to see here. You know, as they mow down civilians on the streets and blow up apartment buildings. We're defending ourselves. You know, so this has happened many times before. But one thing that's interesting is even the, you know, the left wing media, whatever you want to call it, is starting to turn on Israel a little bit. There's cracks in the wall, so to speak, and it's getting harder and harder to cover up all of the, you know, deliberate, you know, suffering and destruction that they implement and, you know, put on these people. Not that I want Palestinians coming to the West as refugees. That's a different matter.
Well, it's interesting you say that. One of the commanders in the IDF saw this right before we were going on the air, but basically was saying that, you know, in retaliation, Gaza should be a parking lot by tomorrow, and all the Arabs deported to Europe. right? And it's just like, what the heck? Yeah, no. And don't send them to be part of the vibrant new Muslim community in New Boone, North Kakalaki. You know, it's like they're already invading enough. Yeah, so don't send them here. You know, the other thing I was thinking about is the visa getting conveniently changed, the game rules, and Department of Homeland Security signing off on, you know, Israelis don't have to get visas anymore to come into the U.S. So were they seeing this is probably going to happen and this is their exit strategy, and so we're going to have six gazillion Israelis, you know, coming into the U.S. until, you know, the NATO can go in there and restabilize the region for them, then they'll come back, right?
Well, yeah, and I think this is why they're making this big move into Israel 2.0, or a de facto Israel 2.0 in Ukraine. I think, you know, they see the handwriting on the wall, so to speak, and this is going to become more and more difficult for them to pull off. So this is why we're going to see the Republicans cave at the end of the day, and they're going to get all the military support for Israel 2.0, Ukraine, very soon.
Yeah, that was the whole thing. When you go back and you know, research, you know, Menachem, Schneerson, he was all about getting rid of the Slavs, as he calls them, by doing a let's you and them game against the Russians and the Ukrainians. You know, this is basically clearing that area out so that we can go back in there. And I always go back to that very cryptic statement Henry Kissinger made a few years back that Israel would not exist in 10 years. Remember that? When Henry Killinger said, Israel will not exist. And I'm like, well, does he mean that y'all are going to move to the Ukraine? I'll come to America. Or is that cryptic for Israel won't exist, but greater Israel will? That, you know, we will have, you know, from the Nile to the Euphrates by that time, right? So have you ever heard that quote from him? And what was your take on it?
I have, but it sort of seemed like ultimately, you know, the war on terror didn't quite work out the way they had hoped, and that's why I think they've gone to Plan B. I don't know. What do you think? How do you think this thing's going to play out in Ukraine? I think it's just going to end up being. They've already emptied out quite a bit of the population, and they already have control of the government. So it's ripe for the picking, no matter which side so-called wins the war. I think people are missing the point when they're rooting for Russia to win. I don't think Ukraine actually has to win the war. The whole point is just to do as much destruction and empty out the country. That's what I see going on. What's your thinking?
Exactly. You know, we've got to get out of this mindset that, you know, you're fighting a war to win, to establish better values, et cetera. It's like, no, they just want the war to clean out the area, you know, and the war is not meant to be won. It's meant to be perpetual. And it's basically, you know, we just need to get these goyim to all kill each other. And then we can go in and destroy everything, buy it up on pennies on the dollar, and then put everyone under debt slavery. You know, this is, you know, shock economics 101, where you see, you know, this idea of we, you know, declare war for some stupid reason, but then we go in and just bomb everything, destroy everything, kill all the white Christians, demoralize everyone, make everyone, you know, live in total Hades. You know, that's just that sadistic nature. And then we'll come in and, you know, buy it up as, you know, a fire sale and then rebuild it in our image. You know, this is that whole thing of Saul Alinsky. You know, the first step in community organizing is community disorganizing. You tear down what was there and replace it with your system. So, you know, that's what I see going on in the Russian conflict is, you know, they're just, you know, cleaning house for Khazaria 2.0 in case the Israeli project blows up in their face.
Yeah, exactly. Well said. And, you know, some big news, Zebrinsky wrote about this sort of strategy in the grand chess board and some of the other books about. Yeah.
Go back and reread that with these eyes. I bet I'd see a few things differently, you know, from when I first read that. But yeah, it's just, you know, the realizing that these people are playing the long game and they've been gaming us for, you know, ever. And I think one of the things that we have with the internet is the ability to, you know, be able to look at it from all these different angles to say, we're seeing the pattern here. And then you can reverse engineer it through history. That's what, you know, I loved about doing the Breakfast Club was just reverse engineering this long game, you know, just to show how long they've been playing this against us. You know, and it's the same routine, but we keep falling for it. Yeah, they change it a little bit, you know, but it's always basically the same game theory. So, you know, we've got to wake up and get independent of it. That's the key. But, you know, they want us dead. That's the key thing, is getting your head around that this is an existential battle. They want you dead and they want your stuff. You know?
Yeah. Well, and I like your reoccurring theme of noticing patterns. Gee, there's a pattern here, guys. What's going on? And the other thing is that if you don't know what the game is, you're going to lose. If you don't even understand the game that you're playing, it's a foregone conclusion that you're going to lose.
Right. And the biggest misconception we have is thinking naively that everybody's playing by the same game rules that you are. And nothing can be further from the truth that, you know, these people, you know, they are under mitzvah. Yeah, this is holy command that they have to wipe us out. You know, and then their new world order is going to come in. And so they have this great marketing strategy and all their pill pull and legal sleaze and just, you know, casting the spells. But, you know, when you strip all that away and you see what they're actually doing and what they've been doing, you realize, you know, this is an intransigent enemy that wants you gone. You know, so you are in this existential battle, whether you like it or not. And that's the thing. Are people, you know, is the white world and the rest of the world going to wake up to this? Because, you know, you're not going to like living in the Jewish New World Order under Noahide laws. You know, when the white guys are gone, you know, and you've got Noahide laws and this Jewish New World Order and the dreams of, you know, Havari, you know, Noah Havari and Klaus Schwab, you know, folks are not going to like that, because part of the first thing is 90% depopulation, you know, and so this isn't going to play out for anybody if they get full power. So, you know, how do we address that, do you think?
Well, I think we're dealing with people who are truly, you know, mentally ill to a psychopathic level, and how we deal with that is a very complex question. You know, honestly, I think the best hope for America is for states to start to break away from the federal government in terms of something actually practical and realistic that could actually happen in our lifetimes. I think if just one state was to do that and withstood the onslaught of problems that would be thrown at them at every turn, I think the rest of it would collapse like a house of cards. But it's that first step that's going to be difficult. And I don't know. Do you think that's possible, Frederick?
Oh, that is definitely a good question. We're getting ready to go into the break, so we're going to hold that over till the next segment. But anyway, you are listening to Blackbird Nine Saturday Snack Shack with our very special guest, Mr. David Scorpio, RBN host. And we'll be back after these messages. Be sure to support everyone who supports RBN, and we'll see you on the other side.
you are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Yeah, my book has got a hole in it. Yeah, my book has got a hole in it. Yeah, my book has got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer. Well, I'm standing on the corner with a bucket in my hand. I'm waiting for a woman, it ain't got no man. Cause my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer.
Oh, well, I went up. We are back. You're listening to Blackbird 9 Saturday Snack Shack. I'm your host, Frederick C. Blackburn. I'd like to welcome everyone back to the Trading Post this evening. Tonight, our special guest is Mr. David Scorpio, and we'll be opening up the phone lines here in a bit. But, you know, once again, please, 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 if you have resource still, please send some to RBN. Keep this network on the air. We have to have this outlet because we are battling a multi-trillion dollar propaganda weapon. And, you know, truth is the the thing that will destroy that little weapon of deception that they have. So please, please, please donate to RBN and keep this network going. So if you want to call in, you can call in at 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. Or toll free 800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And we've already got some calls backing up. So, Mr. Producer, could we have Mr. Gregory in California, please? Mr. Gregory, are you there, sir?
Hello, hello, man.
Greetings. Happy Saturday.
Yes, indeed. Happy being on this side of the Terra Rima. Yes, so primarily what you all are talking about is the keystone of our current situation, which has been obfuscated by a nefarious bunch of creatures. I don't know why you guys still call them people. They're not people. They're humans. They're under Valentine's Legal Law Dictionary of 1898. Which refers you to monsters. And that's what these cretins truly are. And I'd like to just clarify that definition.
All right, David Scorpio, what do you think of that? Should we change our legal definition of chicken swingers from human to monster? Or, you know, I still like enemy combatant. They made that up after 9/11. That's a very useful term. So what do you think?
Well, first of all, I think it's a good call. I like his extensive vocabulary there. And, you know, I think there's something to the question, are these truly human beings we're dealing with? I think that's a legitimate question. I truly do.
What do you think, Mr. Gregory?
Well, human beings, as defined under the Valentine's Legal Law Dictionary, referred you to monster, which has no rights whatsoever, can be treated fast, and so forth and so on. But the keystone to our dilemma, I believe, is the currency that we're coerced into utilizing for trade, which is an abomination to our existence under common law. Precious metal coined as a mint is the definition of money. A dollar is a definition of a unit of measurement consisting of 371.25 grains of fine silver or 25.8 grains of gold, period. Get over this paper poopy, these notes, these fraudulent notes that lack two of the four elements that actually create a true note, which is the date it's due and who it's made out to, ergo payable to bearer on demand, which is lacking in our current currency.
Right. Yes. Mr. Scorpio, what do you say to that?
Well, on a theoretical level, that's absolutely true. The problem is we have most people in the world believe they believe in this paper currency, and that's a huge problem. That is the root of what we're dealing with here. It's this phony money supply, and exactly. One of the solutions will have to be to remove ourselves from that, because until we do that, it's all just a bunch of talk. So that's a crucial part of what must happen in the future.
One solution that I have seen and tried to expound on for the last 15 some odd years is quit calling it what it's not. It's not money. It's not dollars. It's what I distilled it down to was Satan's slave shekels, because that's what we're actually currently involved with. And if we wrap our heads around that, we might want to go to maybe the tally stick or just barter and or real money. it's just that simple, but it's so hard to wrap your cranium around when you're not focused on truth.
Right, and that's one of the things is, we did such a... the coup of 1913 with the creation of not only the Federal Reserve but the IRS and of course the ADL, but that idea of suddenly we're borrowing money and it's not money, it's a Federal Reserve note, it's not worth anything, it's fiat. They declare what it's valued at, and you just map out how they have stolen the wealth of our nation through these insurance inflation scams and interest scams and compound interest and derivatives. And it's just basically mathematical magic to steal from you, versus sound money, what actually works, as value versus money defined as debt. So great call, Mr. Gregory. Any last thoughts before we let you go?
Be in love with truth, and that will set you free, my dear friend.
Yeah.
Much love all to you right. All.
You have a great weekend. Thanks for calling. All right, Mr. Producer, can we have Mr. John in New Hampshire, please? Mr. John, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am. Good evening, fellas.
Greetings.
Hey, greetings. Look, I'm going to try to make it quick. I've got a lot of bullet points here, so I'll try to fire off in rapid fire. Are you familiar with the theory or the idea? Well, I think it's more than a theory, but that the white race are the true Israelites of the Bible?
Mr. Scorpio, you want to take that?
Well, I am familiar with Christian identity interpretations of the Bible. I find it personally to be an interesting subject. And so, yes, I am familiar with that.
Okay, great. Well, Frederick, this is I appreciate Scorpio's input. But my thing is a little bit more related to you because not that I have a bone to pick with you, but everybody has their blind spots. And, I agree with you on about 99% of the stuff. I just wanted to bring to your attention something that you may not be aware of. It all comes down to Genesis 3:15, the two seed lines there. It's the war of the two seed lines, the seed of the woman, the seed of the serpent. The white race is the seed of the woman. The people that you always talk about, the chicken swingers or whatever you want to call them, bagels, they're the seed of the serpent. So in a way, they're kind of demons and shoe leathers, if you want to look at it that way, because there's a lot there. But one thing we got to understand is, I kind of have been dying to tell you this. Please, for the love of God, get it straight. They say we're Amalek. They're Amalek. They're part of the Canaanites. It's like they call us Esau Edom. How many times have I heard rabbis say, oh, Esau Edom, it's great that Esau Edom is going to get destroyed because of all this invasion of the European white nations. They're Esau Edom. They admitted as much in the 1925 Jewish Encyclopedia. So they can't be Esau Edom and Jacob Israel at the same time. So they, even though they call us Amalek, they're Amalek. We are not Amalek.
Exactly. That's what I always try to put across. That I'm not saying white Europeans are Amalek. I am saying that these chicken swingers that are hell-bent on our destruction are justifying it with the law by those three mitzvahs that call out Amalek. And they say, see, those white people over there are Amalek, so we're justified in doing this. And that just gets back to that whole Zabatee and Francis thing of, call it what it isn't. Call it the opposite of what it is. And so them calling white Europeans Amalek when they know that they're the cave trolls. That's the thing I try to get across.
Okay. All right. Well, then I apologize. I thought you...
Oh, no. I get called out on that all the time, so you're not the first time. That's why I always say the disclaimer. It's like, I'm not saying this. I'm saying this is what they're saying. Be aware, they hate you.
Yeah, and by the way, I'll try to make it quick so other people can get on, but, all this was all this was prophesied in not only Genesis 3:15, but in Genesis 27:40. If you look that up, Isaac is talking to Esau, and they look at Esau as their, one of their great ancestors, so they come, that's why they're known as Esau Edom. So it'll be very interesting if you go to your King James Bible, which don't trust the other versions, there's a couple other good versions like the Geneva and stuff like that, but Genesis 27:40, you'll find it very instructive because it says in there that one day Esau Edom will break off the yoke that Jacob had on him, and that basically started roughly 500 years ago when they took over the Bank of England in 1694. I had a great Bible teacher, Lark Newham. Lark from Texas knew him. He taught me a lot of things. One of the things he believed sincerely, that we were coming to the end of the age, that the second coming of Christ was going to happen somewhere between 2030 and 2045. He understood that, what the 70th week of Daniel taught properly interpreted. And that guy, we lost him a couple of years ago, 3 or 4 years ago or so. But his name was Keith Southworth, and a lot of people, he used to call into this network, so a lot of people probably remember, the old-time listeners probably remember Keith calling in. And that guy, he knew the Bible. I wouldn't want to argue the Bible. I put him up against any theologian of all time. He put him up against Luther, who was just another fraud. Luther was most likely a Canaanite, Esau, Edomite. The whole, so-called Reformation was a bunch of nonsense, run by, that was another operation run by these people. So there's a lot there. So anyway, I'm glad, I apologize. I didn't mean, he's a smart guy. He should know that Amalek is.
Oh, no, I appreciate you calling, because like I said, I get that a lot. People hear, like, you know, they tune in, and I've already done the disclaimer. They just hear the second part, and they're like, what is he talking about? We're not Amalek. Where's the phone?
but the other thing that we got to worry about, too, is I mean, if my buddy or if my former teacher was right, that we're heading towards the end of the age and the second coming of Christ, and you got the time of the two witnesses, that's a 3.5-year time period, and then you have what they call the so-called Great Tribulation, which I don't see what's so great about it, but really it shouldn't be really called the Great Tribulation, because that's the last 3.5 years immediately before Christ's return, the second coming. It should be properly called the time of Jacob's troubles, and it's called the time of Jacob's troubles because it's trouble for us. We're the white race. So the white, we're going to be, because the Bible is a racial book. I'm sorry, Christ said, I hope you're not going to be offended in me. Well, what are people going to be offended by? They're going to be offended. White people today, 9 out of 10 seem to be offended. Anything you bring up race, they're going to be offended. So that's, a racial Christ is going to be the most offensive thing to people. So, but all I'm saying is the time of Jacob's troubles, that's, and you can see everything is pointing, you talk about it every week. A lot of people, Scorpio's talked about it. All these other people talk about it. You can see that it's everything is getting aligned towards evil whitey as the bane of civilization, and we're going to be the scapegoats, and we're the colonialists, and we're the imperialists, and we're the white racist neo-Nazi crackers that deserve death. That's setting the stage for the time of Jacob's troubles. It's just lining up perfectly, and people should be able to see it. Our people should be able to see it. I don't know why they can't, or I think you do. I think Scorpio does. I think other people do. But hopefully more and more people will wake up. But I don't think when they've taken over the world for the last 500 years, when they threw off the yoke that we had on them for the last 500 years, this is like David versus Goliath. They got all the power. We hardly have anything. So I don't know. Other than having faith, I don't know if there's much. I don't know if there's much hope that we can take anything back at this point, because we're living under God's curses. We're not, we haven't really pleased him, and this is a result of, and as a result, we're having to live under, where we become strangers in our own land.
Surrounded by hostile strangers, that's what I always say. I'm a stranger in the strange land that used to be my home, surrounded by hostile strangers. So, Mr. Scorpio, what do you say about that?
Well, interesting call. I sort of shy away from trying to predict dates of when anything's going to happen, because that gets pretty difficult to do. We don't know what the plan is. Nobody does. But I'll say this. The subject of the serpent seed is a very deep one, and I think I would love to go down that rabbit hole deeply at some point, because there's a lot of indications that that's a very real thing. For example, the giant doors at the Supreme Headquarters of the Southern Jurisdiction in Freemasonry has serpents on it for some reason. So I think they're indicating who they are actually serving. And I think it's a very deep subject that merits a lot of discussion.
Oh, I totally agree.
Very, very interesting. And Frederick, is there any way to contact you via email?
Yeah, you can use the public email address, blackbird-9@live.com, live.com. So that's blackbird-9 9@live.com.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah.
And Scorpio,
yeah.
I'll leave you with this. Scorpio, I'll quickly leave you with this. You want me to be blown away? You know all these obelisks? Obviously, they're phallic symbols. One day, this guy told me he used to call into RBN. The state from Massachusetts gave me this piece of information. He said, what you don't realize, all these obelisks, they represent Satan's penis. And if you tie it into what Christian Identity believes, you'll learn a lot right there. Okay, have a good night, guys.
Great call. Thanks for calling in. I hope you have a great weekend. The two bloodlines, you know, especially with what we now know with DNA mapping and, you know, DNA mapping through history, and suddenly, you know, all this bloodline theory and race realism makes so much more sense. And then you realize that the whole idea of equality and this kumbaya fiction came out of the Frankfurt School and the Kalergi Plan and all of that, that, yeah, they knew it was wrong. You know, who is the most racist people on the planet is the Israelis. You want to move to Israel, you have to take a DNA test to prove that you're genetically pure enough, right? So this is that hypocrisy double standard that we see from these, you know, entities. You know, are they human? Are they monsters? Are they enemy combatants? Are they chicken swingers? What are they? But, you know, I just find that, you know, multiple bloodlines and just the, you know, the race realism of it, you know, is I guess that thing that I had to relearn being the biggest libtard to ever come out of North Kakalaki. I had a lot to unlearn with the race question for sure.
Hey, am I still on?
Sure.
Last book I recommend is Jean Rospel, Camp of the Saints, and a couple of good, excellent. Are you familiar with Edward Henry?
Not familiar with Edward Henry. I was familiar with Camp of the Saints.
Edward Henry, check him out. Edward Henry, he's written a lot of great books. His website is Great Mountain Publishing Company.
Uh-huh.
Great Mountain Publishing Company. It's awesome. You might consider having him on your broadcast.
Okay.
And the other thing is, you ever heard of Tim Fitzpatrick?
Scorpio, have you heard of him?
No, I have not.
No, I haven't either.
His website, you can go to his website. It's exhaustive, too. I like Edward Henry's better, but Fitzpatrick Informer is darn good, too. He's Catholic, but notwithstanding that problem, he's excellent. It's fitzinfo.net, fitzinfo.net. A lot of information there.
Yeah,
Timothy Fitzpatrick, actually, I knew him years ago from Augner's old blog, The Info Underground, one of the original anti-Zionist, blogs or discussion groups on the internet from
one of the prototypes. I remember that with Augner and all that.
Yeah,
excellent. And then there's another good one on YouTube. You familiar with the Fullerton Informer, Joe Imbriano, Fullerton Informer?
I'm not.
Yeah, I know him too. Yeah, he's pretty good.
Well, hey, Blackbird 9, you got Scorpio. He's kind of hard to beat.
I know, he's tuned in.
And I would just like to make a comment, you know, about the obelisk. You know, I pointed out on a previous show that the Washington Monument is 555 feet tall by 111 feet across, with 111 feet underground as well. So you've got multiple 666s there. Not a coincidence, I don't think.
Not at all, no.
Well, when you think about it, if Dave from Massachusetts is right and all these obelisks are supposed to symbolize, you know, stand for Satan's penis, I mean, that's kind of a mind-blowing thought. My jaw dropped. Even my Bible teacher never taught me that.
That's interesting. All right. Well, you have a good weekend. And
you too. And, I appreciate everything you're doing down there. You're fighting a good fight. You're a great man.
I appreciate that. All right. You have a good weekend now. All right. Mr. Producer, could we have the Florida call? Joe from Florida. Yes, let's have Joe from Florida, please. Mr. Joe, are you there, sir?
Hey, Doc, how are you? And David?
Hey, Joe. Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday to you. Good to hear you both. Hey, I wanted to say, I'm actually very encouraged about what's happening with Israel now. Of course, these satanic Netanyahu and his thugs are going to do some terrible damage. I pray for the people in Palestine tonight. But I think it's very important because geopolitically, this changes the whole dynamic. You see, recently, in the last 6 months or whatever, we've had these Saudi Arabia and Iran making peace, and then even Syria coming more back into the picture. And then this. Okay, so this is an incredible attack, and you really never understand from American media. But this was a very aggressive attack by Hamas, and they actually moved into territory of Israel. I just saw a report that they captured a police station in Israel. And now we know that they're going to be defeated by these wicked people in their vengeance. But I think even the fact that it was a sneak attack, they were completely caught off guard, these satanic Jews in Israel. They were completely caught off guard. And I think that changes the geopolitical dynamic. I don't really root for any civilians being killed. But I think when Israel gets a little dose of its own medicine once in a while, after 20 or 30 years of their vicious genocides, holocausts against the Palestinian, it makes me happy. What do you think?
Scorpio, what do you say?
Well, what I find interesting is that the media and the left are turning on Israel more than the right now. I don't think they expected that, but it's happening. And I think that's the dynamic that I find really interesting.
Right, and you know, that this event happened that just really shows that the Mossad and the IDF and the Shin Bet are not this omniscient entity that they try to make it out with for, like, Unit 1800. Yeah. That, we're this, good as the NSA, we hear everything. And it's like, well, if they could pull this off, your intelligence isn't that good, right? So
exactly.
I think Mossad's definitely going to take a hit on this in the PR war. So what do you think of that,
Jim? Exactly. They're never going to admit that. And the other thing I will say, it's just a little difference about Ukraine-aid. I think, Scorpio, you were saying that the Republicans are still going to send money to Ukraine. I don't necessarily know that. I think what's the other good positive thing, maybe I'm being too optimistic, is that I think Ukraine aid now all over the world is really, this thing with Israel is now also going to shift that into the back burner, So it's become obvious that Ukraine lost this war, and now people are like, is inching away from, let's talk about something else, right? They don't admit the tremendous blunder that they've done in shifting billions of dollars and demilitarizing their own countries, the West. But I think that this conflict may distract people long enough until the real corruption and the thievery, Ukraine is becoming more obvious every day. But I think that even this will help towards, I'm going to say it, Russian victory.
All right.
In the end.
Joe, great call. I hate to cut you off, but we are out of time, and I want to give Mr. Scorpio a last word. So, Joe, thanks for calling. Great points. Call back next week. And Mr. Scorpio, real quick, tell everybody about your show and what to expect.
Well, I'll be doing my show tomorrow at 5 p.m. Central, and, I'm going to hit a lot of different things about mythology that's being spread and disinformation being spread in the alternative media.
All right, looking forward to it. And until next time, I will see you all at the rendezvous.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.